bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to be in, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Welcome to the ENLs podcast, ENLs.podbean.com. Things are going to be moving around. See if I can find some regular background music. Oh, it's a super classical around here. We're classing it up. That is a concerto of the summer, the 8th of Beethoven. It's the 8th of Beethoven music in the background. Don't guideline strike me, Beethoven. Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch that strikes. False flag operations. So the podcast is going to be moving around. Usually I do an open mic on Mondays, go home, cut the podcast, like bullshitting and some stand-up comedy, and then whatever other weird shit I feel like doing, like Concerto's 8th. But I'm gonna start putting Thursdays in my rotation, so sometimes it'll be on Monday and Leroy will be there, and other times that shit's not gonna be till Thursday. What the fuck is this dude next to me doing? So if it's not there on Monday, it'll be there on Thursday. And I don't know how many episodes without apologies we're gonna do. But we definitely got one coming up with Danny Ross. Danny Ross hit me up on Twitter. He said if I stop supporting Saiyan's Rage, and I keep telling you guys, go support him on Patreon. He said if I stop giving him that dollar a month, he'll call into our show. So this Saturday, Danny Ross might be calling into Without Apologies, where we're going to talk a hell of shit about Saiyan Z, who's a YouTuber I'm beefing with. And then we're going to ask him questions about Anthony Cumia. We're gonna get all the dirt we can. Did he fuck Bobo's sister? How young were those girls? Is he vampiric? We're gonna ask all the questions. We're gonna get all the info we can. This will be the second ONA person that has somehow been sucked into my universe. The first was Bobo. And if he doesn't show up, you know, since I canceled my Patreon subscription for him, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna double down, and Kyle over at Saiyan Z, I'm gonna start giving him $2 a month. So Danny Ross, if you don't show up, I'm gonna double his pay to cover you. And he apologized to Cumia and said you're a crazy person, so you know, I feel like you don't want that to happen. I offered to buy him. Danny Ross was like, I'm looking for 400 Patreon subscribers, which Kyle over at ZNZ pointed out, it's like you want a dollar amount, not a subscriber amount, you fucking nothing. You can donate anywhere from a dollar to $500. So you should say, like, I want $1,000 a month or whatever. But if he does show up, you know, I might end up being a Patreon supporter of Danny Ross. We'll see. That money is going somewhere. He currently had raised $9, and I offered him $10.50 to be a regular on our show. Which he was smart enough to know that that was mostly just an insult. He went with it. Tonight my set, it kind of peters out a bit. I had a third thing to talk about and I forgot. So I was just like really reaching to end on a laugh. I won't edit it out. I should edit it out. But I'll just leave the little awkwardness where I'm reaching for a laugh at the end. But my third topic was going to be outer space. Because I saw on Netflix they had this movie called Titan. You seen this? You read about this, folks? Fucking Titan was about the Earth's atmosphere was going to disappear. So they gotta take shots so they can mutate humans to go live on Titan, a moon of Saturn. And as soon as you see it, you go, so how come we don't just mutate people to live on the Earth as it changes? Problem solved. Movie's over. Movie's... This is the same thing that happened. My manager pointed this out. That fucking movie where the fucking... Who's the cute boy that was a... He died of AIDS. He died of AIDS and he went to the Pacific Rim. Matthew McConaughey, where he fucking... He goes into outer space. I don't know people's names for shit. Matthew McConaughey goes into outer space and he finds a Tesseract. I don't know what the fuck... Everything has a Tesseract now. Marvel, DC, and Matthew McConaughey all went and found fucking Tesseracts. Fucking, it's... Nobody knows what it is. Stephen Hawking is dead, so just nobody knows what a Tesseract is. It's whatever make-believe magic shit you want it to be. He finds it and he dies. Mission aborted. This shit did not go well. But his ghost goes back and lives in a bookcase and whispers secrets at his daughter that teaches her how to grow crops so fucking humanity doesn't starve. My manager saw that and he's like, so they could send him into outer space to find the Tesseract, but they couldn't figure out how to grow corn? Problem solved. 3 seconds. The point of all this is it's lazy writing, that the Earth is always in peril. I think they did that shit with the Geostorm, fucking all kinds of extra plot and shit to that too. All these space movies, the plot needs to be, hey, we're going to outer space, we don't know what the fuck is out there, and some shit's gonna happen. You know, fucking Stephen Hawking's dead, nobody's gonna correct you. And Neil deGrasse Tyson's gonna tell you your shit's not right when you're fighting aliens? He don't know what the fuck is out there. Fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson. Just go into space. The Earth doesn't have to be in peril every time you leave so you can have some kind of romantic horse shit. I think they did that shit with the new with Cloverfield too. Anyway, so that was gonna be my closing bit. It was about space movies and lazy writing. And so tonight I wound up talking about Conor McGregor and the YouTube shooting. My podcast really is just doing stand-up material. I do this. I'm the only one that does this. New material every week. Fucking at a level that's higher than fucking your average person who only puts out an album every year or 4 years. I do it every week. So if you like comedy, you should be fucking with me. Because I actually do this shit. I linked up with the podcast called Did You See That Shit? UFC. I shout them out in the bit that I should be cutting out. These guys are going to be joining our network. They're people we're going to be interacting with. There's going to be calls, and some of it's going to be pleasant. Some of it's probably not going to be that pleasant. Motherfucker, if you don't pass me, what the fuck are you doing, you fucking dummy? Alright, sorry, I got somebody who's trying to commit suicide on the highway. I try to slow down so they'll pass me so I can go behind them. They're the only fucking car on the road. They slow down with me. Fucking, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Wake up, nigga, wake up! We're about to get this paper. Alright, whatever. So, welcome to the Enos Pocket. Man, I am too tipsy tonight. If you guys have been following the Jammernam fucking Saiyan Z Unbleached saga, I really wish they were better at this shit, because I'm running out of ways to smash these dudes. Like, I smashed them on live calls, I smashed them on Twitter, I smashed them on memes, I smashed them on videos. The funny-ass video up right now called Jammernam and Saiyan Z, the story of Uzz, with a Z, because he's a Saiyan. Go watch that video, it's funny as shit. I'm running out of ways to smash these dudes, they need help. So if you're funny, call and defend them and be on their side and give them advice, because they need all the help they can get. I'm surprised this has gone on as long as it has, and I really wish they were better at this, especially Jammernam, because he's thumb thugging. He's out there talking hella shit in chats, but he won't take calls. I try calling the show a dozen times, just be like, "Hey man, what's up?" Like, pretend to be me on podcast. You talking all this shit? You accuse me of shit? What's up, homie? Let's talk about it. Be a man. But he stays ducking me because he's a bitch. And fucking Kyle is always accusing my manager of shit that's Unbleached fault. Shit that Unbleached did. So, you know what? It's fucking turned about as fair play. So, Kyle, you were on Jammernam. And that means you're a beta male. And your wife left you for an ex-boyfriend. And you dox people. And fucking you're being sued for $5 million. And you stink. You're basically a bitch. You're supporting shit content because he's buying you bots. And that means you no longer have integrity. That's sad, bro. I really want to like you. I really want to support you. But you're bad at this, which makes it boring for me to trash you. And you fucking have no integrity. Like, even if you're a money guy, even if you're trying to trump the situation, you gotta know that Jammernam is just fucking garbage, bro. Bruh. Open your eyes, bruh. This shit is garbage. Kyle, I hope you get better. And listeners, consider supporting him on Patreon because he's no longer getting my dollar a month, which means he might be broke. That might have been the most important dollar he was getting. That might have been the difference between the lights being turned on and being turned off. His kids might miss a meal because I stopped giving him that dollar. That's how his life is working out right now. So think about picking that up and tune in to Unbleached this Saturday for another episode of Without Apologies with my manager and fucking hopefully Danny Ross. And we'll find out the truth about Anthony Cumiar. And go check out the Griggy Man. You can find descriptions in the link. Go check out this new UFC show. All kinds of shit is happening. Go support Joe Booney. Fucking Conor McGregor is a radish and cougar. My name's Ian Ellis. And go fuck yourself.
You going for Tony. Woo. And Tony is Irish and Polish, which means that Samperoni hates him.
Oh.
All back.
Jealous.
Next up, we have a man whose shirt tells us that he wants somebody to save his soul. So let's bring up, ladies and gentlemen, Ian Ellis.
I think those guys are going to fight. Do it. Way too aggressive for the level they're at. I want to say to the comic that doesn't understand Tinder, when you get a match, that means they're trying to fuck. If it's someone you know, that means someone you know is trying to get your dick wet. Take them up on that. You'll spend less time in the psych ward. Do drugs, get head, go home. Keep your head right. Good medicine. There was a mass shooting at YouTube. Finally, a shooting I agree with. Broken clock is right twice a day, right? The amount of shootings we have, statistically, you're going to agree with some of them. So they're shooting down bullies, and you're like, get them! Some disgruntled employee. For me, it was shooting people in YouTube. Fuck those millennials. I got in a beef with a YouTuber who was also a cam girl. He was like, you're a loser. I was like, you show your open butthole to people on the internet so your kids can have school supplies. I hope you catch a bullet. Kind of glad they're shooting YouTubers now. A lot of vegans on there. Speaking of crazy people, Conor McGregor just fought a bus.
Yes, he did.
There's a couple of UFC people here.
He's still home.
They took his belt away because he hadn't been in a fight in a while, and he was like, oh yeah, I'll fight this bus.
Yes.
Is he the motherfucker that does drunk octopus arms?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
When he comes out to fight, he goes like this. I'm Conor McGregor. I'm so Irish that my fighting style is punk rock music moves. Fought a bus. Usually you just see homeless people do that. They just kind of yell things and kick a little bit. He was doing UFC moves on a bus. Krav Maga. He had the tire and a chokehold. Why won't you submit? All of his checks get made out to cash only. Because he got a restraining order from an ATM. They said if he gets on a plane, it'll be grounded. That means pretty soon we're going to see him fight a plane. I want to see Joe Rogan and some comptroller call that fight.
Joe Rogan.
In the left corner, weighing in at 730,000 pounds. New York to LA's connecting flight on Boeing 747. In the right corner, coming in at 200 potatoes. Connor drunk Irish arms McGregor. Might have to start with like a Cessna or something and work his way up. He's way out of his weight class. 730,000 pounds. I don't know if you've seen the video, but he's definitely training with bath salts.
He was too aggressive as a human being. How much do you have to prove yourself? I'm the greatest fighter in the world. I got millions of dollars. You're not going to take my belt away. He was fighting buses like he knew the people that were riding with Tracy Morgan. He was out for blood. Shout outs to the Have You Seen That UFC podcast? They're in the house tonight. Everybody clap it up for them. This is my podcast. I tell jokes. Look me up, Ian Ellis. Woo! What's your podcast? Jokes. That's it. 295 weeks. I have the longest resume in comedy history. What do you joke about? Everything? I'm down to fucking Conor McGregor drunk octopus arms. All right, guys. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night. I forgot to mention, the whole point of the fucking space bit was fucking the Earth is actually in peril. Our magnetic forces are weakening down in fucking some anomaly in South Africa. The globe might flip, the poles might shift, and then it'll be some flood shit and we're all just gonna die. So that might happen in real life. We're not gonna worry about that. Instead, we're gonna go find a Tesseract and not figure out how to mutate or grow corn. That was going to be the bit of the whole point of the whole space bit. So sleep tight. The world might end tomorrow. Bye.